We'll take a short break. Today we're doing Shlishi in Matis Amasei. And we read about the story that the descendants of Gad and Reuven, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they basically said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We want to stay on this side of the Jordan. They had just conquered the land of Sichon and Og. And they said they want to stay there. They don't want to go to the other side of the Jordan. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset with them. He started rebuking them. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, oh, we're going back to the same story that we already just experienced. And that is when he sent the spies to inspect the land, to spy the land of Eretz Yisrael. They came back with a negative report. And then they lingered in the desert. They didn't want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. They lingered in the desert for 40 years. And now you're coming back and saying you don't want to go to Israel. What is going to happen here? This is not acceptable. Very angry. Not angry. I shouldn't say we're angry, but he says Hashem was angry with the Jewish people for what they did. So the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, they came up with a proposal. They said, we're going to build the places for our cattle, the stables for our cattle. We're going to build the homes for our children, and we are going to be the first ones to go fight, and we're not going to go back to the land of the Jordan, back to our home, until all the Jewish people get their land on the other side of the Jordan, and then we'll go back. And as we read in tomorrow's portion, Moshe Rabbeinu actually agreed to them. He rehashed the stipulations, that the condition, it's only on the condition that they will go ahead, and they'll, as they said, then he agreed. So what's going on over here? The Medrash says that, seems like from the Medrash, that this wasn't a positive thing to want to stay on the other side of the Jordan River. And it actually says, the Medrash brings down from the Pasuk that they were the first to be exiled because they asked, they were first to inherit, they were quickly to inherit, they were the first to be exiled when the Jewish people exited from their land. But the question is, what was going on over here? Why with Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, you know, one of the ideas of the spies, as Chassidus explains, and the Rebbe explains in the Sichas, one of the ideas was that the spies did not want to deal with some of the realities of life that take place in the land of Israel. Spiritual life in the desert was very comfortable for them. It was very geared for being able to connect with Hashem. Whereas in the land, you have to sow, plow, you have to deal with all the physical, material world. They wanted to stay in the desert, the spies. They had some good intentions over there. But of course, we know that they were wrong because God did not create angels. God wants us to go into the land. This is the purpose of creation, is to be in the land of Eretz Yisrael, not to stay in the desert. So it was a mistake, and it was wrong. So what's going on over here? Over here, they're saying they don't want to go out in Eretz Yisrael either. What is their purpose? They said we have a lot of cattle, and this is a land. We know also about, we learned earlier, the sons of Yaakov, when they came, they said they had cattle. The people that own a lot of cattle and they're shepherds, it doesn't really take that much effort to take care. You know, you have to be there watching them. If you've seen the shepherds who leads, then he just has to be there and make sure that they graze in the area and that they have their feed. But it's not an intense kind of an occupation that takes up your mind or takes up your energy. It's just, you got to be there. So it's sort of conducive also to the to be able to spend time in study, to spend time in prayer. In a way, they wanted to also, like the Meraglim, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael to deal with the hustle and bustle of the city, of the Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to be shepherds, they wanted to be isolated, they wanted to be able to concentrate on what they felt important in their life and being devoted to Hashem and they can do it easier on the other side. However, there's a big difference. The difference is between, while the Meraglim wanted it for all Jews to stay in the desert, they didn't ask, they only asked for themselves. So basically what they were saying is, while it's important for some people or for the majority of people to actually go into the land of Israel and to deal with the physical world, because that's the way to transform the physicality into a spiritual entity and make it a place for Hashem, but yet their thought and their argument was that as the exception to the rule, some of us are necessary to be able to be connected to Hashem. And you know, we have an army. Army has various different components to it. Not everybody is on the front fighting and shooting the enemies. There is the support. There is people that are in the background, making sure the food, the pipeline, all the different various needs of an army. You need people in the background. Same thing is in a way is with the Jewish people. While it is true that the average, most of the people need to be occupied with the worldly matter, there also needs to be that segment of the population who are going to be the teachers, they're going to be the leaders, they're going to be the ones that are going to educate and help the other people to lead their lives according to the Torah. So you need that people too. And that's why the Bnei God suggested. They said, we will be a support for the other people. So it means like this. If they want to isolate themselves, they just want to be on the other side, and they don't want any connection with the other side, so they just want to, they're going to sit and study Torah on this side of the Jordan, and they're going to have the rest of the people working the land on the other side of the Jordan, and there's going to be a disconnect between them. That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. Because then you are not part of the same agenda. But if you, and that's what they suggested, that they're going to go out there and you're going to make sure that the land is captured. So they proved that their intention is not to be separated and disconnect from the rest of the people. Rather, they're going to be with them. That is similar to a rabbi, a leader, a shaliach, a Chabad rabbi who goes down to the people. So while maybe he spends more time learning and davening and connecting to Hashem, but at the end he connects with the people. His job is to be a leader, to lead the people, to be their guide, and to impact them in a positive way. So then they become a connected piece. And yet, notwithstanding that, the fact that they still wanted to be separate wasn't 100%, even though it was accepted to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it, because this wasn't like the Meraglim, that they didn't want nobody to go, or they wanted to disconnect. But yet at the end, sometimes possible when the divine providence puts you in a certain situation, then you know that is your goal in life, that Hashem wants you to do that. But to go, I guess, on your own, to go ahead and choose and say, this is what I want to do without knowing what is expected of you, that may be, even though it's something which is necessary, but just like giving an army, it's the commander-in-chief or the commanders who they designate, and they say, this is going to be your job, this is going to be your job. Can't go in the army and say, no, I want this shift, I want that shift. Go into the army, you gotta go into the army. In a way, this is also the army of the Rebbe, because we're also conquering, basically, going in to get to Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to conquer, chase out the Kanani, bring in the Kedusha, chase out the Klippas from the world to bring in the Kedusha to the world. So basically, a chassid enlists in the Rebbe's army. He says, Rebbe, I'm here. I'm a soldier. Whatever you want for me to do, that's what I'm going to do. So I know the young, they start with the young age. When the Bachram finish Beis Medrash, they go out for a year to study, or 2 years to study in various different places. So some Bachrim will say, oh, I want the yeshiva to send me this, I like this yeshiva, I like that yeshiva. I mean, this is more exotic, this is more interesting, this is too close, this is, you know, they have their own. But the real Chassidish Chevra, the real Chassidish Bachrim, they come to say, look, I mean, wherever you send me, wherever the yeshiva sends me, that's what I'm not making my choices. I like this, I like that, or whatever. Of course, we also have to realize there's certain God's gifts that we have as talent. Somebody who feels that they're talented, they have a gift of speech. Somebody has a gift of song. So, you know, you're not going to have the person who knows how to speak, you're not going to have him the chazan, you know, in the shul because he doesn't know how to sing. So what are you going to do? So you have to utilize your talents, the gifts that Hashem gives you in the appropriate place. You have to do it in the right place. But who is the one to decide who to do it? You know, let the Rebbe or the Rebbe's emissaries, the forces, they should decide. The yeshiva decides where I go. That's where I'm going to go. And that's it. The soldier routed it. So there's something about the Bnei God, the Bnei Ruvain, you know, asking for themselves. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu agreed ultimately, because ultimately they were connecting with the Jewish people, and we needed them, there needed to be that peace. But I guess, I'm not sure if that's correct, but I guess that for them to come and demand and say, I know what I want to do, that's already something, you know, wasn't 100%. And therefore, the Midrash says, when it came to the exile, they were exiled first, notwithstanding the fact that they did a good thing and they were accepted, but still, maybe they should have waited until Moshe Rabbeinu to say to them, this is where you're going to live, and that's what you've got to do.